comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet, thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth. It's the show where you matter. And we're here because you have a right to know. K-Files, that's our free weekly newsletter. And those of you who are subscribed got a special edition of the K-Files today. I hope you've read it. And many of you have, because you've already been sending comments in, responding to what was in the special edition, and I always appreciate those comments. The members area is an important part of what we do here. Now, you can listen to the show for free, and there are people who just have the attitude that if it's free, that's great, but by God, I won't spend a penny to support. There are other folks who don't have that attitude, just haven't considered supporting the show, haven't really thought about it. But look, on this show, a long time ago, we gave up the playing ads for sponsors, and it's listener supported. That way you don't get bombarded with commercials, actual commercials for businesses during the show. And we did that for a lot of reasons, but you know, we were getting a lot of email from people asking us, or at least saying, boy, it would be nice if you could do this show without all the commercial spots in it. Well, there's only one way to do that, and that's to be listener supported. And if you're a listener, why not support? If you're enjoying what we do here, why not help us stay in business? It's only 23 cents a day. And, you know, in the members area, you get to watch the show. If you miss it live, you can watch it as latest show. Okay, that's an option. And then that means you can watch it tomorrow morning, if that's what you want to do. Okay, or tomorrow afternoon. Our archives are there. They're called K-Pods. You have your own blog page, your own profile page, friends page, picture gallery. We have a video galaxy for you to look at, videos for you to watch, and we have forums, we have chat. We've got a lot of stuff in there, and it's only 23 cents a day, $6.95 a month. It's cheaper if you go annual, and you get a little discount for doing it annually. But when you do that, not only do you get a whole bunch of stuff, I mean really good stuff, best value anywhere around, but not only do you get that, you get the pleasure of knowing you're helping us be here tomorrow. And sometimes our budget gets to the point where it's a question, literally, that comes down to hours. It comes down literally to, will we be here tomorrow? We need you, and when you help, you get a lot of value for it as well, and as well as the satisfaction of knowing that you have helped us to continue. So I hope you'll join tonight. We're going to be talking about Mr. Evil tonight, Osama bin Laden. That's what we're going to be talking about, and it does kind of connect up with our genre. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Just a couple of quick things here. After the show tonight will be the second viewing of that special broadcast in our members area. It is Sir Lawrence Gardner, the late Sir Lawrence Gardner, and he's delivering a presentation about something really amazing. You've heard of the Philosopher's Stone? Well, guess what? It's not a myth. And he presents, does his presentation, presents some amazing photographs as well. So we already did that this afternoon. We're going to do it again after the show tonight. So if you didn't see it, or if you missed part of it, stay tuned after the show. Just stay online and it will start, okay? Another interesting thing before we get into our topic tonight, and that is that there was a bill introduced in Congress that instructs NASA to gear up and go back to the moon, and it adjusts their budget to make that possible. So it'll be interesting to watch that and see if it passes. And, of course, if it, as it makes its way through, it'll be interesting to watch and see who votes against it and who votes for it. That could be a little bit telling about the situation as well. Well, I guess everyone by now has heard the news about Osama bin Laden. Or have you? Even if you heard it, have you heard the news? Well, we heard what we were told, and maybe it's true. But maybe there are some other things, even if it is true, there are some other things, other sort of dimensions to the story that maybe connect up with the genre of this show. You know, we talk about the strange and the unexplained, and I think a lot of people jokingly would say, well, he certainly was strange. Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about strange in the sense, and unexplained in the sense of the genre that we talk about, you know. And there's some aspects to this story that sort of fit that, and we'll get to those. Osama bin Laden, what a mystery. You know, I can remember a time in my life, just a few years ago, when no one in America, in the general population, had ever even heard of Osama bin Laden. And then we began to hear. There began to be some terrorist attacks, and his name began to come up, and he was someone that the American government was displeased with. But right alongside the beginning of the American public knowing about Osama bin Laden, we began to learn some things right alongside, parallel with that. We began to learn some things that made us raise eyebrows and question. We learned, for instance, that Osama bin Laden had been a so-called freedom fighter in Afghanistan against the Russians when they occupied Afghanistan. And some of you have seen this movie, Charlie Wilson's War. I'm sure there are things in that movie that have been fictionalized, but overall, the movie is portraying a real thing that happened, where you had a congressman who decided to run a war off the books, and he did it. And he was supplying surreptitiously. He was making sure that the rebels who were fighting against the Russians got supplied with arms, with ammunition. Osama bin Laden is one of those who got supplied. Now, there are people, this is where it gets a little murky. There are people who say that Osama bin Laden was recruited and trained by the CIA. In Charlie Wilson's War, you saw that you had sort of a rogue CIA agent who was working with this legislator in running a private war. And where it gets a little murky is, was Osama bin Laden recruited by the CIA and trained by the CIA, or was he recruited as part of this rogue operation? That's where it's a little murky. And a lot of people say it's one way, a lot of people say it's the other way, and I have to admit, I've looked at what's been written about both, and I can't decide which one looks like it's more true. But he was part of the rebel forces that fought against the Russians and were supplied by Charlie Wilson's war. There are people who have written things on the internet, published them on the internet, that say that Osama bin Laden actually was a CIA agent, and that he was in the United States several times and always went by the name Tim something. I saw that several weeks ago, and I've forgotten the last name. Again, that's out there. I cannot verify that it's true, but it's one of the things that's published out there on the internet. And allegedly, he sort of came and went from the United States at will. What we do know about Osama bin Laden is that he was the person who was blamed for September the 11th. He is the person, pretty quickly, he is the name that came up as who is behind all this death, destruction, and tragedy that we know as 9-1-1 or 9-11. At one point, Osama was very silent. At the beginning of this, he was silent. Then at another point, a little time goes by, and Osama issues a statement on tape saying that he's very proud of the operation and ostensibly takes credit for its planning, that it was done by his people. And I say ostensibly because there have been a lot of questions raised by people as to the authenticity of some of those taped messages. Now, that's inevitable. It's inevitable that people are going to have questions. It's inevitable that there are going to be people who are disinformation agents on both sides of this fence, and you don't know which one's telling the truth, or are they both lying? It's hard to tell when someone who's paid to lie, it's hard to tell when they tell you the truth. And so it's almost impossible to know whether Osama bin Laden and his people were actually behind 9/11. And I happen to come down on that side of the fence. I have to admit that it's just speculation on my part. I can't prove it. But I come down on that side of the fence. I think Osama bin Laden was responsible. And I think that the tape where he claims that his people carried this out and he's very proud of them, I think that was accurate. But I can't prove that. And, you know, there are people who are just as searching for the truth and sincere, trying to find it, who come down on the other side of the fence and say they think Osama bin Laden did not have anything to do with 9/11. 9/11 happened. There's not any doubt about that. It was a day of incredible destruction and loss of life. It was horrific. And I don't think there will ever be anybody living in America who was alive at that time and old enough to have known what was going on, I don't think they'll ever forget where they were and what they were doing when they saw what was happening in New York City. The question has always been, who is responsible? The easy answer is to accept what we were told. We were told it was done by Al-Qaeda, and that they, being led by Osama bin Laden, planned and executed this attack on America. Al-Qaeda simply means the base, and that's the translation of what it means. And all the base is a database in a CIA agent's computer of names, of operatives, of rebels who are willing to do this agent's bidding in the Afghan theater. That's not apparently not fiction. That's apparently very real. So Osama bin Laden gets the blame, apparently takes the blame, and war ensues. This war was a war that I think every nation in the world felt that America was just in waging this war. It was a war actually against the Taliban, who were ruling Afghanistan. The Taliban were harboring Osama bin Laden. They were told that they need to turn him over to U.S. authorities because of this 9/11 incident. And the Taliban basically told the American government to take a hike. The American president, who was George W. Bush, gave them a time period in which to turn Osama bin Laden over to them. And failing to do that, they would be attacked. They failed to do it, and we attacked. And it was a very ferocious attack. It swept across Afghanistan pretty much like a wildfire. And here the story gets murky again. Because whenever the American troops got to where Osama bin Laden was supposed to be, in the Tora Bora region of Afghanistan, when they got there, this is where the stories start getting strange. We have heard stories that the military was told to hold back because the Afghan forces and the Pakistani forces and so forth, all these others were going to go in and take him. They were going to get Osama, and they failed to do so. The other side of that story is that the other forces were awaiting the go order from the Americans. They were saddled up and ready to ride, and they never got the go order. And then the story is Osama escaped. There was one story that I was told today, and again, I cannot verify this, but I was told this today, that there was a U.S. military person, who said at the time, or shortly thereafter, that Osama was killed at Tora Bora. He saw it. He saw the body. And it was Osama. So stories very early on started circulating that Osama bin Laden was dead. Well, if he was, of course, the American public would be very much in favor of, okay, we did what we went there to do. The guy is dead. Bring the troops home. That's a very real possibility that that could have happened, that that could have been the sentiment. But, of course, he escaped, right? So maybe he did. Maybe he actually did escape. And if he did, then we had to press on. We had to get this guy. I received an email. Well, first you need to know that in December the I believe it was December the 21st of 2001, Fox News reported that Osama bin Laden had died of a lung disease. And that's still in print, and you can find it online. That he had died of a lung disease, and that family, friends, bodyguards, etc. were present at his funeral, and that he was buried in the Tora Bora region. So that report was filed. They didn't say it was true, but they did report it. There was that was in December, so if you back up to November, in November of 2001, there is a report, this one from a French newspaper, that Osama bin Laden had gone to Dubai to the hospital to receive treatment, and that while he was there, he was visited by the ruler of Dubai. He was visited by several Arab diplomats. He was visited by family, and he was visited by the CIA station chief, who later bragged about it to some friends, and then he was immediately recalled to Washington. Again, all of these reports cloud up the waters, don't they? One thing that we're sure about, we're sure that on the evening of April 30th into the morning of May 1st, depending on what time zone you were in, the President of the United States went on television and said, basically, we got him. He made the announcement that a special team of military went in into Pakistan, to a compound in Pakistan, a compound within easy walking distance of a Pakistani military base that's used for training. They said, the president said, that we had good, solid information that this was where Osama bin Laden was. And they went in to capture or kill. He offered resistance, and he was killed. Apparently, everyone in the house was killed, except for the Americans. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Talking about Osama bin Laden, and we're going to open the phone lines in just a little bit, but I want to get this information to everyone. Most of you have read all of this. Some of you have not. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here when we open the phone lines. So, on the evening of April 30th to morning of May 1st, again, depending on the time zone you were in, a special team of U.S. military goes in to Pakistan, raids this compound where Osama bin Laden is supposed to be, and they say, yes, he's there. He offered resistance. He began firing at the soldiers. They shot him. And apparently everybody in the house, and I don't think there were very many people there. I think one of his wives, his youngest wife, was there. But everybody in the house apparently was killed. No casualties on the American side. One helicopter developed mechanical difficulties and had to set down. They blew it up and destroyed it. in situ. And they took the body of Osama and left. They took the body back to Afghanistan, according to the story, according to the reports, where DNA tissue was taken. I don't know if it was blood or tissue of some other type, but anyway, tissue taken for DNA testing. And then the body was taken out to a ship offshore, and the body was washed, and according to the teachings of Islam, was buried within the 24 hours that apparently Islam requires. And they buried the body at sea. So, I've been getting email from people who say, yeah, right. You know, Bin Laden's probably been dead. This is some of the email. Bin Laden's probably been dead since 2001. And this is probably a hoax. Or one suggested that they've probably had the body refrigerated just for such a time as this. And so it, for whatever reasons, has become politically expedient to produce the body and dump it overboard and say, we got him. They staged a raid on a house that didn't have Bin Laden in it. And it's a little bit curious that, I admit, it's a little bit curious that they dumped the body overboard before the press got to see. The press was not invited to this party. And so, you know, that leaves everything open to speculation. I know there are people in the government who will say, good grief, you ought to be glad we got him. And stop all of this conspiracy theory stuff. And, you know, look, I understand that. I also understand that we, the people, have been persistently, consistently lied to by our government for decades now. And we're right to suspect something isn't exactly kosher here. We're right to suspect that something is off target here. It may not be. It may be, folks, that things went down exactly as the president told us. There is one curious thing, though, in what the president told us, and I had one of our listeners send this to me. I watched the president's speech, and you did too, and I heard these words, and I didn't notice. But he sent me just a little bit of an audio clip of the president speaking. And the president says they took care to minimize civilian casualties or collateral damage or something like that. And then he says there was a firefight, and it says after the firefight, Osama bin Laden was killed. And he actually says that. After the firefight, they killed him. This could be just sort of a rough spot in a hastily prepared speech. This could be the truth, that there was a firefight, and that after the firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden. Which I have, if that's what happened, fine. I have no pity for Osama bin Laden. But that was curious. There's just a lot of curious stuff swirling around this, not the least of which is the fact that April 30th is the day that Adolf Hitler allegedly killed himself, and May 1st, the day it was announced, as was the case here. Why is that curious? Well, that's curious all on its own, but also because April 30th to May 1st is the Beltane Festival, also called Walpurgis Night, and this is the highest day on the Druidic witches' calendar. May 1 is also the Illuminati's second most sacred holiday, requiring human sacrifice. Now, I told you there was a possible connection. There were some other dimensions to this and a possible connection to the genre that we are dealing with on this show. Now, I'm not saying that Osama bin Laden or that the people in that house were a human sacrifice. I am not saying it has anything at all to do with the Druidic calendar or the Illuminati's occult calendar. I'm not saying that. It may have no connection at all. But it is interesting. It is interesting, and it's been speculated, for instance, in Hitler's case, that he chose to kill himself on April the 30th because he was so heavily, and the Nazis were all so heavily wrapped up in the occult, and that he killed himself because it was Walpurgis night, and he was being the sacrifice for Walpurgis night. That was his choice. Again, that's been speculated, but who knows? Nobody can interview Adolf Hitler. Nobody can interview him and ask him if that's what happened. Okay? But there are just some very, very interesting connections there. Well, interesting coincidences, possible connections. But the death and mayhem, if you will, the death and mayhem that went on in that house, in that compound, on Walpurgis night, well, there possibly could be a connection. Possibly it could be an Illuminati human sacrifice. Again, I have no sympathy whatsoever for Osama bin Laden. Even if he was not behind 9/11, as some people say he was not, I think he was, but many people think he was not. Even if he was not behind that, he was behind a whole bunch of other killing that has gone on. And I have no sympathy for him. I don't rejoice that he is dead. I rejoice that the threat has been removed. That threat has been removed. I don't rejoice in anybody's death, but I do rejoice that that threat has been neutralized. But did it happen like we were told? Did it happen like the news reported? Or are some of these other theories viable? Are some of these other theories... I'll tell you another one, another theory that's out there, is that this guy known as Osama bin Laden is not dead at all, but all of this was staged so that he could slip into a new identity and walk away from all of this. And that theory I find to be really difficult to buy. But that theory is based upon the financial connections between the bin Laden family. And you understand there's a great deal more of that family than just Osama. But the bin Laden family financial connections to at least... two presidents, Bill Clinton and George Bush, through the Carlyle Group, and connections through the Carlyle Group would also be connections, I believe, I know, to Henry Kissinger, and possibly, I think, also Donald Rumsfeld was part of that group. It was an investment group. And so that theory says that as a favor to the family, this was engineered to allow Osama to walk away with a new identity. I don't think that's the case. I think he's dead. And I think it probably went down as they said it did, but I'm not going to stand here and defend the official story because I think there are some credible reasons to ask questions. And one of the most curious reasons, I think, is, well, why didn't you let the press in on this? Where was the press? Okay, you couldn't let them in on the operation. But when you brought the body back to Afghanistan, where was the press? Pretty curious. Now, I'm going to open up the telephone lines. I want to know this evening, I want to hear from you what you think about the death of Osama bin Laden. You have theories about it. You have thoughts about it. I'd like to know what you think about it. Do you think, number one, is he dead? Number two, did it happen as the official story says? Number three, if it didn't happen as the official story says, what do you think did happen? And, you know, this is an important story, certainly for America, and it raises a lot of questions now. If Osama is dead, does that hasten our withdrawal from Afghanistan, from Iraq? Is that what will happen? And should that happen? Telephone numbers are 623-444-5889. That's the main number. The flash message option is open on our website. And so if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you don't want to make that international long-distance call, you can, and we'll be glad to hear from you. But if you don't want to do that, what you can do is go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and once you're at the website, scroll down, you'll see a picture about tonight's show. On the right-hand side of that is a link, and that link will allow you to send us a flash message. If you're a first-time caller, you can call us at 623-237-3814. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Victoria from Washington State.
Hi, Victoria.
And I guess I find it really curious when George Bush was still president and all of a sudden, just kind of out of the clear, he said, "Oh, we don't care about Osama bin Laden anymore. He's not our main focus." And it was almost as if he was already dead and not an issue and not a concern or a worry.
All right, can you hang on through this break? Yeah, hang on through this break. I want to get to you on the other side of the break. Folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with me is Victoria from Washington State, and we had to cut you off because of the break, but you were saying you found it interesting back when George W. Bush was president that he made the statement at one point that, well, bin Laden is not our focus anymore, and I remember that happening.
And I don't remember what year that was, but I thought it was really strange at the time that he did have that opinion when that was the purpose of us, you know, being at war. But I just find it really strange now that, and it, at the time it seemed to me like, well, Osama bin Laden is dead. They killed him in Tora Bora like they said they thought they had. But they don't want to quit the war because too many people are making too much money. And so my opinion now is that Obama is going, enough of this crap. I'm just going to put an end to it. We're going to just, you know, dig this up and kill Obama.
Osama.
Osama bin Laden, I'm sorry. And put an end to this crap story of, oh, we're still after him, and be done with it and get on with other more important things. I think my personal opinion is that President Obama just got tired of all the baloney and said, let's put an end to it, and did it this way, and it's all a big scam. I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe any of it. I think it was all just made up. Staged.
Well, staged, yes. At least that, because there actually was a raid on the compound, and they actually did blow up a helicopter there. That much is, you can see, news cameras have been out there, and you can see that, there are video clips of that on the internet, on YouTube. But don't you find it curious that they flew the body back to Afghanistan, and they did some, got some samples for DNA, and no press?
Well, not only that, but there's no evidence that it actually ever did happen. It's all staged, just a public spectacle to get the idiot public to you know, buy into this, oh, we killed him, and oh, aren't we heroic, and I don't think any of it happened. I just think it's all one big con game again, played on the American public at on our dime.
Well, if it is a con game, at least it's an end game, you know?
Well, yeah. If that's the case, I give credit to President for, you know, having the courage to, you know, do the end game and get it over with so we can get on with what's really important.
So do you think this means that we'll be pulling out of Afghanistan sooner?
I don't know. I think they made such a mess of everything over there, and, you know, we broke it, we bought it, kind of thinking it still prevails. So I don't know what the moral obligation is. I'd like to see us get out of Iraq first, for Pete's sake, and bring all of that money back home to the United States to build our bridges and our infrastructure and the stuff that we need here. And then have start building schools in Afghanistan instead of, you know, blowing the place up.
And I wonder what kind of
get the heck out of the Mediterranean. That's European business. We don't have anything to do with that. We just need to get out of the whole Mediterranean issue altogether. That's none of our concern. That's Europe's concern. They can take care of it on their dime.
I like the way you think. I wonder what sort of border security we could have for $1 trillion.
I think we could have a pretty grand party on $1 trillion, and I think a lot of people could be educated, and we can get back to the business of you know, being number one in the world in education and medicine and health care and all the things that we really need.
All right. Well, I thank you for your call, Victoria.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, Kevin.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Well, that's one perspective on it, and that's one I hadn't thought of. What do you think about it? 623-444-5889, and we have a call on the first-time caller line, so let's go to the first-time caller line. And caller, if you will, tell us your first name and from where are you calling.
I'm calling.
We can barely hear you. It's breaking up really bad.
This is Don calling from Huber Heights, Ohio.
Okay, Don. You said from Ohio?
Yeah.
All right, Don, what's on your mind about this?
I've got a comment I've been thinking about for a while.
Don, we're not getting you. It's breaking up really, really bad. Tell you what, I'm going to hang up, and you call us back, and let's see if we have a better connection, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that, but apparently we've got a... had a bad connection there, so maybe Don will call us right back. I hope so. 623-444-5889 is the number to call. That's the main number. If you're a first-time caller, call us at 623-237-3814. Osama bin Laden is dead. There are people who think the appropriate response to this is to hit the streets and celebrate and sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, Witch O' Witch, the Wicked Witch. Other people think you shouldn't celebrate the death of someone, even someone like Osama bin Laden. So, on the first-time caller line, I think we must have Don back with us. Is that correct, Don?
Yes. Can you hear me any better?
That's much better, at least so far. Okay, what's on your mind about this?
Well, I just got a comment. I'll get off the phone. If you remember correctly, when Saddam Hussein's sons got killed, they had their press come, and they had him, had the press film everything and take pictures and everything, so there was no doubt.
Yeah.
I just thought that'd be a good... Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. I thought that'd have been a good thing to lay this all to rest. They could have got some reporters on that ship real quick and then did it.
Well, look, they took, according to their story, they took his body back to Afghanistan first. Now, in Afghanistan, there are reporters. There may not be any out on that ship, but there are reporters there in Afghanistan, and whatever base they took him to, there were reporters at that base. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't understand why they didn't have the press in.
Yeah, I haven't seen that or anything where any independent reporters were able to film it or verify it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so far nobody is saying a word about the press being there and getting pictures. And, you know, those would have been all over the place.
I mean, like I said, I mean, if they did that with Saddam Hussein's sons, which I would think were Muslims, I would think they would have did that with bin Laden, too. But I'm just curious.
It is curious. It sure is. Don, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. 623-444-5889. That is our main number. And if you're a first-time caller, then you can call us at 623-237-3814. We have a flash message from, let's see, Leonardo in Puerto Rico. I think that this plan was made out in the CIA and blamed on Osama for the purpose of implanting the Patriot Act in the USA for the glory of the New World Order. Okay, got a break taking over. Caller, are you willing to hang on through this break?
Sure.
All right, you hang in there. We'll get to you right after the break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have a caller on hold, and we'll be right with you. I want to finish reading this flash message out of Puerto Rico. He says, I think this plan was made out in the CIA and blamed on Osama for the purpose of implanting the Patriot Act in the USA for the glory of the New World Order, our friends, the globalists. There goes our rights. While the Bush administration was ongoing, Madeleine Albright stated that Osama bin Laden was dead and put into a freeze. I saw his picture on TV. A forgery. A bad one at that. This and his forged... okay. So, I did not hear that from Madeleine Albright. And I would love, if somebody's got an audio clip of that, I would love to hear it. But I haven't heard it. So that's the first time I've heard about it. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Well, hello, Rusty.
Hi, Kevin. As far as this controversy, you know, kind of like the saying, follow the money. You have three presidents, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, that are connected to Bin Laden. So my first question is, why would a Republican president let a Democratic president take the credit for getting Bin Laden?
Well, first, let me ask you this. How do you know that President Obama is connected to the Bin Laden family in any way?
I don't know that.
Okay. We do know about the financial connections with the Clintons and the Bush family. And we know about it because it's been written about. And as far as I know, those writings have never been contested in court, so we can safely assume they were accurate.
Yes.
Okay, so, but I don't know that the current president has any connection to the Bin Laden fortune.
So?
I haven't seen anything about that.
Right, I haven't either. But so is Obama, like the other side of the financial, you know, there's, if you kind of follow those things, there's kind of like two sides of the Illuminati or whatever that are supposed to be fighting. And
well, I don't know. You know, this president is a mystery because there's so little we really know about him. In fact, you could take what is known about him and put it in a teaspoon and have a little bit of room left over. We just don't know much about this president. So, you know, I don't know. It makes even speculating difficult. But what do you think about the death of Osama bin Laden? Do you think that it happened as they reported it happened? Or has he been dead for a long time? Or is he not dead at all?
I think he's probably dead. I'm not sure which time they got him, but that would be an awful risk this time, especially if they did not get him. I mean, this time they have made it so public that they're 100% sure he's dead. So if anything were to happen in the future where he was to surface, they'd really have egg on their face on this one here. So I would assume that, yes, this was probably the end of Bin Laden.
Since they do not have the DNA results back yet, it's also curious that they're making a definitive statement that he's dead. We got him.
Yes.
This is one of the things that was brought up to me as a possible reason for saying the reason they know that bin Laden is dead is because he has been for several years. And they've already done the DNA testing on the real Osama bin Laden being a corpse, and that was years ago. That's what was brought up to me. Now, I don't know, and I can't say. Like I said earlier, at this point, I'm kind of coming down on the side of the fence that it went down pretty much like they said. Other things can come up to change my opinion of that. One of the reasons, you know, they did this raid. They're within walking distance of a Pakistani army base. Pardon me. Who probably, if Osama bin Laden, pardon me, little allergy stuff going on here. If Osama bin Laden was living in that compound, these people at the army base knew it.
Right.
They had to have known. Now, they didn't know this raid was going on. Whenever the SEAL team decided to blow up that helicopter and destroy it on the ground, the explosion alerted the Pakistani army, who came to investigate. So one of the things that makes me think that this went down probably pretty much as they've described is that incident right there. If they had told the Pakistanis, okay, well, look, we're going to run this little little thing here. Don't worry about it. You're going to hear an explosion. Don't worry about it. Then the Pakistani army would not have responded, but they did.
Right. Now, I could go with that, but my real thing is I think he's gone, whether it was before or now. And to me, I could care less which time. My question is now, let's go forward from now and, you know.
What do you think we'll do? Do you think we'll pull out of Afghanistan quickly now?
I think they're setting the stage for going after, pulling out of them and going after Syria. That's what I think.
Hmm.
Because they're really ratcheting up the rhetoric on Syria, and now Obama has slowly been doing, having his people talk about sanctions against Syria for just cracking down, and they're starting to get more serious about Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they are going to refocus troops, and that probably is going to require pulling out of Afghanistan, and I think Iraq, too. You only have so many soldiers that go around so far, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. Well, Rusty, I want to thank you for your call. Good thoughts, man.
Yep, thanks.
All right. I think a lot of people are in the same boat with Rusty. It doesn't matter when Osama bin Laden died. We're just sort of glad it's over and, glad that's done with. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
As far as him being dead, I agree that he's dead now, whether it was this incident or sometime in the past. Now that it's announced, it's basically an end game there. As far as the Pakistanis go, they couldn't tell them. If they would have told them, and if Bin Laden was alive, he would have been warned. So the operation would have never succeeded if he was alive at the time. And I don't think we're going to get out of Afghanistan because of this. Afghanistan is rich in strategic minerals, and there's that oil or gas pipeline that they want to control through that area.
So what would be the purpose of telling us that we've got Osama bin Laden if we intend to stay in Afghanistan? I mean, I think, now, look, I'm just going to throw this out, and I want to get your response to it. By telling the American people and telling the world, we got him, he's dead, done deal. By doing that, it's going to strengthen the hand of people in this country who want us out of Afghanistan. So what would be the plus in telling us that if they really want to stay in Afghanistan?
Well, okay. First of all, I'm really thinking that, like you said, this operation went down the way it did go down. So he was actually killed right at this incident. And that was the reason that they publicly acknowledged it. It doesn't matter if me, you, and a million people want us out of Afghanistan. Our opinions doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do. It wasn't Obama who decided to go ahead with this. None of the presidents. They're just puppets. You're controlled by the global elitists, if you want to use that phrase. If these presidents can't even get to the bottom of the UFO issue, they're controlled by other people.
Well, you make some good points. So why do you think there was this rush to the sea with the body of Osama bin Laden? Why do you think we didn't have the press going in there taking pictures and video when they had the body in Afghanistan?
I think they want I think they wanted the body dumped in the sea as quick as possible so people couldn't argue what to do with the body. And that way it was a done deal, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Could be. Could be. All right, man. I appreciate the call, Jerome.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, as you can see, people have a lot of thoughts about this story. Osama bin Laden is a figure that, you know, like Hitler, we're going to remember for decades, maybe forever. I have a flash message here from Flavio in Italy. And he says, do you think there is a connection between the birth certificate and this story? So he's referring to the birth certificate issue with President Obama. I don't know how big a story the birth certificate has been in the USA, but here in Roma, everyone is talking about some of the issues with that document. Well, over here, people are trying, Flavio, there are people trying to talk about it. People who do try to talk about it are being shouted down and being ridiculed. And yet, and I don't know whether the birth certificate issue is, I don't know if that birth certificate is real or not, but, you know, there are some people who have downloaded that document from the White House website. They've loaded it into software that shows that, according to them, that it is a fake. I don't know. I'm not an expert in those things. But yes, it's a big issue here. He has another part of his flash message, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Rick in California.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, I think that Obama's been dead for quite some time.
Osama.
Osama. Yeah, Osama, right.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that they dumped his body in the ocean, you know, and there was no news media around. And I think the whole thing of him being shot now is just a distraction to get everybody's mind off from Obama and his birth certificate and all the other things that he can't handle right now. You know, it's just like what you say. What's the other hand doing?
Yeah, you always have to watch the other hand. Well, okay, let me ask you this. A bit ago, we had information that during the Bush administration, Madeleine Albright was on television and said that Osama bin Laden was dead and he was on ice, that he was in a freezer. Did you hear that? I had never heard that before.
I've never heard of that, Kevin, but you know, if it's true that he was just killed, you know, a couple of days ago, they should have brought his head back on a platter and, you know, so everybody could kind of, you know, look at it and say, okay, he is dead. Now we believe the government wants, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, the government lies to everybody all the time, you know, about everything. And they're just not very trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts on the whole thing, Kevin.
I find it very, very curious that at least so far, no press, no media have stepped up and said, yeah, we were there, we saw it, we took pictures. And I find that extremely curious. I tend to think it went down pretty much like they said because of the incident with that helicopter. But that doesn't mean, by the way, that doesn't mean that Osama bin Laden was in that house.
Right, exactly. That's, you know, the whole thing, like a lady had called in earlier, said the whole thing was staged. And, you know, Osama was taken out of there before anybody realized what was going on, like with the Pakistanis. you know, and to make it more realistic, when they blew up that helicopter, you know, it would only stand to reason, you know, okay, let's make it look a little more real and surprise the Pakistanis and have them run over and make the whole stage seem a little bit real, more real.
So you think he's been dead for a while, huh?
I think so, sure. And, you know, and how hard is it to keep DNA? I mean, they've got DNA that's millions of years old.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a couple of years, you know? So that's why there was no news media involved in it, you know, like when they hung Hussein. I mean, they had the cameras right there putting their rope around his neck, and, you know, everybody saw that. I mean, it's pretty hard to stage something like that.
So that's
I don't think that he was just killed, and it's just a distraction to get America's thought process going somewhere else. You know, get it away from Obama and his birth certificate issue and his background issue. What has he been doing with his life? Nobody knows, like you say. All the information we have on him could be written on a small little paragraph, and it could be so simple as what he graduated from some high school, we think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no information about the guy at all. And when I... when I see all that goes on, you know, this really isn't part of our genre, but, you know, when I see all the stuff that goes on and all the information that's not there for the guy, and, you know, it's just not in the news media, all the negative things. It's always been shut down, like you say, with the birth certificate. They try to hush people down and... You know, and in the same process, they're trying to get Donald Trump to quiet down. You know, he's got the money and the people to back him up and search that thing out.
Well, we live in interesting times, and that's absolutely for sure.
Yeah.
Rick, I want to thank you for the call, man.
Sure, man. Anytime, Kevin.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
623-444-5889. Osama bin Laden. Well, it's official, so they say. He's dead. The questions remain, though. The questions of did he die, when, and how, the official story says. Or has he been dead for quite some time? If he's been dead for quite some time, as Desi Arnaz said to Lucy one time, somebody's got a whole lot of splaining to do. All right, Flavio in Italy, in his flash message to me, said the second thing was, you said Hitler killed himself. Didn't your government's FBI release documents on him escaping to Argentina? The skull DNA was a woman's, too. Okay, what he's referring to is the KGB did release some information saying at one point, just a few years ago, that they actually they had a piece of Hitler's skull. And as it turned out, that was the skull of a female. And so it was not Adolf Hitler. FBI conducted a pretty much worldwide investigation for a long, long time after World War II. And people would say they saw Hitler in this place or they saw Hitler in that place. And all of those would be written up and forwarded to the FBI in Washington, D.C. No one ever definitively was able to say that Hitler was dead. Joseph Stalin said there's not one bit of evidence to prove that Hitler is dead. President Ike Eisenhower made similar statements. But as far as nailing it down and saying that, yeah, Hitler went to Argentina, No, as far as I know, the FBI never did say that. They did get reports that he had been seen there, but they never nailed it down. But that brings up the whole thing again about Walpurgis Night. The whole thing about Walpurgis Night, which is April 30th into May 1st. It is, now it's celebrated in modern times, it's celebrated in many countries, and there's no human sacrifice, okay? It is celebrated, for instance, in Sweden. It is celebrated in the Netherlands. It's celebrated in, I believe, Finland, and maybe some other countries. It's a big party night. And there's no human sacrifice, all right? But the information about Walpurgis Night that has to do with human sacrifice has to do with the Illuminati's second most sacred holiday, and human sacrifice is required. This happens on April 30th to May 1st. And what's the connection there, if there's a connection? Well, there's at least the coincidence of date, where you have the death of Adolf Hitler, ostensibly on April 30th, announced on May 1st. You have the death, ostensibly, of Osama bin Laden on April 30th, announced May 1st. And then the coincidence, I mean, there's the coincidence between those two people, and then the coincidence between those two people and this Illuminati sacred date. What do you think about that? Do you think that this whole thing was staged? And if it was it staged for this time because of it having significance to the Illuminati? Maybe you think that that Osama bin Laden has been dead now for quite some time. You don't think that this happened just as they have told us. You think he's been dead for some time. Okay, but then that means that all of this was staged. Is there a significance to the date as to why they staged it at this time? Do you think there's a connection there? Is this some sort of weird Illuminati ritual that's being played out for the world to see? Is that what's happening here? What do you think about that? 623-444-5889. Or first-time callers, 623-237-3814. We will be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about this reported death of Osama bin Laden. Some people think it went down like it was reported. Some people think not so. They think that he's been dead for some time and that this is all staged. And some people are offering opinions as to why they think it was staged. From Italy, a flash message. This is Flavio again, and he says, is this the video from Madame Albright? And there's a link. Flavio, there's no way I can watch that while we're broadcasting, okay? But I will do so as soon as the show is over. He says she does not exactly say that. Well, okay, and I'm not saying she did. I'm saying I had never heard that. So I'll take a look at that, and we'll see after the show. As far as Obama, I think Obama can't be allowed to go down if his birth document is fake. That would kill Americans' trust in the government. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring Jesus to life to avoid that. Well, I don't know if it's proven to be a fake. I don't know whether he'll go down or not. We have a constitution. We the people. It doesn't seem they the Congress and they the Senate do. So I don't know. There are rules in the Constitution about who can be president, and if in fact, if it turns out he's not constitutionally qualified to be president, will they enforce the Constitution? Well, we haven't seen them do much of that in the past couple of decades. So as far as it killing our trust in our government, there's none left to kill. Very, 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 very few people trust the government here. Okay, 623-444-5889 from Ireland, a flash message. This is from Kevin in Ireland. He says, I believe he was dead a few years ago. He probably died of natural causes, and it was all staged. Also, the picture released of him looks like it was photoshopped. His nose looks wider than earlier images of Osama. So, Kevin, if you're talking about a death picture of Osama that's floating around out there on the Internet, the Defense Department is saying that is a hoax. And the Pakistanis are saying that is a hoax. It's not a real death picture of Osama bin Laden. That's what they're saying, okay? So you would be correct. That's been photoshopped, maybe. We are told that death pictures of him are going to be coming. Look, there's a possibility for one of the reasons that we haven't already seen death pictures of him. And the possibility is, according to the reports, he was shot in the head. Now, folks, it's not like you see on the movies, not even on most of the graphic movies where they have special effects and blood goes everywhere. It's not like that. Let me tell you, when you get shot in the head, if it's a substantial caliber weapon, which the SEALs would be using, your head explodes. I don't want to upset anybody by being too graphic, but let me tell you, I know this to be a fact. I know it because I've done enough investigations of situations where people have been shot in the head that I've seen it. When you get shot in the head with a substantial caliber, your head explodes. That means things that are in your head are now all over the wall and all over the floor. This may be one of the reasons that we haven't seen death pictures of Osama bin Laden, because of the fact that perhaps it's just something you can't show on television here. That may be a possibility. But was the press there? And did they take pictures, even if they can't show them? And did they get it verified to them, to their satisfaction, that that's Osama bin Laden? I don't think so. At least we haven't heard that yet. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Haya from Victoria, British Columbia.
Hello, Haya.
Hi. I got in halfway through the show, but I'll tell you something. Everybody was calling me the other night saying, oh, Osama. My daughter calls and she says, oh, but Osama bin Laden's dead, Mom. I said, yeah. He's been dead for 10 years. So? Oh, but it's all over the news today.
Mm-hmm.
It took them 10 years to tell the people.
What makes you think he was dead 10 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, why? Why do you think that?
Because you remember the Pakistani woman that was going back to Pakistan to take to go, I said her name is Bento?
No, I don't. Tell us the story.
She got murdered.
Oh, you're talking about the politician.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Pakistan.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, 2001, in a press conference, she named the murderer of bin Laden Bin Laden was in a Pakistani hospital having kidney dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to find out who hired this man to kill him. She said when she got into power, that's the first thing she, because she suspected it was CIA mm-hmm. involved. Now, I saved it somewhere, and if I can find it, I've been looking through to, if I can find that, because I've got so many, you know, things saved. If I can save it, I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. I had not heard that one either.
Yes,
so.
I hear, and actually, you could probably still find it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that heard her talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll never forget it. I saw, because you know what? The whole thing was a ruse, you know? The whole thing was false flag. After living in the Middle East for a long enough time, you can tell the difference between a false flag and something that's real.
Where did you live there?
What happened in New York could have never happened with a bunch of terrorists that had to be homegrown, because it takes weeks to get number one, Silverstein, what did he say? Oh, we decided to pull the buildings. Well, it takes a few weeks to rig a building up before you can pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Building 7 was pulled.
You lived in the Middle East?
Yes, I lived in Israel.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're right. It takes a while to rig a building.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I used to live in Montreal for a little while when I was a kid, and we used to go down and watch them pull the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to watch them. They'd be there weeks before planting all. And so that when I took a look at the Twin Towers come down, the first thing I said, I turned around to my mother, who was, you know, she was very ill, but I turned around and said, oh, why did they pull those two buildings for? Oh, but no, a jet did it. I said, no, that's impossible. All that black is smothered jet fuel. It's been burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it's like I don't know how people can believe what they're being told. Anybody who lives in the cities, anybody who's watched buildings come down, it's there's no two ways about it. You can't take a building down like those two buildings unless they'd been rigged to come down in the first place. And then you listen to all the people that had got out that listened to the other explosive down in the basement areas. So, I mean, the investigation was covered up, and then they came around, and the government literally stopped people from investigating all the trash, and they just carted away, put it on barges, and sent it over. Where did they send it to?
I don't know.
I think it was China or something.
Mm-hmm. So, if Bin Laden was not behind 9/11, then
government.
Who is behind 9/11?
I would probably go as far as to say is whoever was in charge or responsible for the New American Century who put this thing together, whether it's NSA, CIA, I'm not sure which one, but they knew, they had specs on how to take certain things down, or if this happens to Washington, what do we do, you know? So this, when they said, oh, we've never heard of something like that, it was already on paper years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The only
why did they focus on Bin Laden then?
It has to be high up in the government.
Why did they focus on Osama bin Laden?
Down like they did.
Hiya, listen. Why did they focus on Osama bin Laden?
Scapegoat, good scapegoat.
Why didn't he say, look, I'm glad it happened, but I had nothing to do with it?
He did.
I heard tapes where he was saying it was his people that did it.
He didn't do it. He is not responsible. He was too ill, and he didn't do it. And as far as his people, I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt very much. I mean, unless they're multimillionaires and they can get in into places where it's almost impossible. I mean, what happened to allow a country to go completely? I mean, number one, if anything even goes closely remotely to the penthouse, or anywhere around anything to do with security, though they have jets, they have helicopters, sight unseen all around that whole area.
Okay.
And it's just very interesting that where the Pentagon was bombed, it was a whole area in which they were doing renovations in that particular spot. Plus the fact is that there's some areas they were under investigation, like the CIA was under investigation, and how convenient for the Building 7 to go down. And when people say, well, it wasn't pulled, it was pulled. Because Mr. Silverstein himself went on national television and said, oh, well, there was a fire, so I told them to pull the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's on tape.
Yeah, I saw him when he said it live. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw that live. Okay, well, look, Haya, I appreciate it. I've got to run along, but I thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
What do you think about it? Osama bin Laden, I would say one of the least loved individuals in America. It is curious that so many Americans absolutely despise Osama bin Laden and yet don't buy the story about his death. Of course, a lot of Americans do buy that story. But isn't it curious that here in a country where it's very, very difficult to find anybody with anything good to say about Osama bin Laden, there are still significant numbers of people, apparently, who say, we're not buying this story about how he died. We think he's dead, but we're not buying the story about how he died. Now, for very slight reasons, and I have to admit my reasons are slight, I come down on the right now, at this point, on the side of it happened like they reported it. We'll have to see. Things could change. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Tony from Denver.
Okay, tell me your first name again.
Tony from Denver.
Kelly, okay. Are you willing to hang on through the break?
Yes.
All right, because we have a break that's going to take over here in about 15 seconds. And I'd hate for you to get started, and then about two words into it, we have to go to break. So you hang in there. We'll get to you first up when we come back, all right? All right, folks, we are out of here for a break. When we come back, Kelly from Denver. Welcome back. This is, in fact, the Kevin Smith Show. Let me remind you that for those of you who are members and you are watching on our TV channel, let me remind you that immediately following the show tonight, there will be a special broadcast, okay, the one that I sent you email about. So just stay tuned. Hang in there as the show wraps up, and then the special broadcast will start. On the telephone with me, Kelly from Denver. Kelly, what's on your mind this evening?
This is Tony, Denver.
Oh, Tony. Okay, Tony from Denver.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin, thank you, first of all, for doing a show like this tonight and letting all of us call in.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
And, okay, sure, they buried at sea. Where's the body? Come on, sheeple.
Well, if the story is true, the body is now at the bottom of the deep blue sea.
Yeah, leave it to Obama to worry about a perfect Islamic burial within 24 hours.
Oh, now, come on. They don't want to spark. I think any president, if this went down the way they said, any president whether he's Christian or Muslim, whether he's Republican or Democrat, or if he's an atheist. They don't want to spark a lot of resentment from the Muslim world unnecessarily. And so I think they would, I think anybody, all of them, would have done the burial within 24 hours. But what's curious is they had the body in Afghanistan in order to get DNA samples. Did the press get to see the body? And if so, why aren't they stepping up and saying, yes, we saw, and it was him? Nobody's stepping up to say it. I think that is really curious. But the thing about burying him within 24 hours, you know, we've made, even before President Obama, President Clinton made this case and President Bush made this case, that we're not at war with Islam. We are at war with terrorists. And I think if they didn't handle it according to Islamic teachings on how the body should be treated, it would have alienated a great many Muslims that are trying to be on our side. So I think diplomatically, just about any president would have handled it that way. But I'm not sure about this thing of where's the press.
Yeah, keep all the news hidden from the press.
Yeah. Look, let's say that there was press present in Afghanistan. I mean, well, there is press in Afghanistan. It's all over Afghanistan. But let's say they were there when the body was brought in and they saw it. It would have been nothing, absolutely nothing, for two or three of them to be scooped up by the military and taken out to the ship so they could record with cameras this burial. It's the documentation of this that's the question for me. It's the black hole in the information that's the question for me. That's the thing that makes me raise an eyebrow and say, well, maybe it didn't happen just like they say. But I still kind of, at the moment, come down on the side of, it happened like they said, and yet this black hole in the information, in the documentation of it, makes me raise an eyebrow and wonder.
They couldn't let the press in on it because Osama was killed way back when in Tora Bora.
Okay, now, that story has been around really since 2001. Why do you think that's an accurate story?
Well, we invented a brand new kind of bomb called a bunker buster, and we just leveled that whole mountain range.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. I have friends in the military that tell me this. But anyway, I wanted to make a comment about Haya, what she had to say, Kevin.
Yeah.
I think she's right on the money. And I remember calling you a long time ago, and you told me to go listen to Dr. Judy Wood.
Uh-huh.
I went back and listened to that show again today, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real thankful that you did that show, and I learned a lot from her. And that directed energy weapon that she talks about, I've come to believe in that quite a bit.
It may exist. It may exist. There is a Russian, and I can't think of his name, but he wrote a book saying that it was brought down, these were brought down with small nuclear weapons. And he goes into how these weapons work and what the blast patterns would be. And he says it was brought down with very small nuclear weapons. I'm not sure how the towers were brought down. I'm pretty sure how they weren't brought down. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I don't buy the official story about those towers. And I don't buy it because some really noted physicists have looked at it and said, nothing doing. Some really noted engineers have looked at it and said, can't be. And so based on what they say, I can't buy the official story of 911. I'm not sure what the real story is, but the official story, I don't think the story that they put out to the public, I don't think that holds water.
Well, she has a brand new book out called Where Did the Towers Go?
Mm-hmm.
Or if your listeners want to go to drjudywood.com, you can find a lot of information there that's really good.
All right. Well, Tony, man, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I don't know why I thought he said Kelly, but that's what I thought. I have old ears. Sometimes they hear sideways. All right, we have time for one call if it comes in right now. If it comes in 30 seconds from now, I can't take it. This whole thing about Osama bin Laden, it comes down to this. According to reports in 2001, he was killed then. According to official reports, within the past 48 hours or so, he was just killed. And either way, apparently, Osama bin Laden is dead. I said before, I don't rejoice in his death. I do rejoice in the fact that he's apparently no longer able to cause death and destruction. I happen to have been in a place where a bomb was set off in a market, an open-air market. And I've got to tell you, folks, there were pieces of people blown everywhere. I don't think Al-Qaeda did it. I'm pretty sure it was not Al-Qaeda. It was people sympathetic to the Kosovo Liberation Army. And they set it off in a market, an open-air market, in Mitrovica. At the time, I lived in Mitrovica. I saw the scene. I'm not impressed with terrorists. And so the fact that he's gone is a good thing for the planet. It's sad that we have to say that about anybody. But the fact that he's gone, he was a thoroughly malignant individual. And the fact that he's gone will save lives. So whether he went in 2001, whether he went in 2002, as some reports say, whether he went 48 hours ago, it's of little consequence when, really. It's curious to talk about and to wonder, but for the world it's of little consequence. Of great consequence is the fact that he's no longer in business. His days of being the Earth's number one terrorist are over. And so is our show for tonight. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.